Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And I understand there is a forum coming up. It is not an open forum to the general public, but it is definitely going to be covered by the press, and it is going to be with candidates and specifically about rural Minnesota, right?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. We're partnering with the Minnesota Newspaper Association, which represents, you know, all of the rural newspapers as well as the metro newspapers. So we're partnering with them during their annual state convention to put on a forum where the candidates for governor, and there are many of them, will have an opportunity to talk about rural issues and their take on rural issues and what they would do for rural Minnesota if they were elected governor.
This is really interesting because I think, you know, it strikes me as something that candidates for governor don't oftentimes focus specifically on, because most of the population's in the Twin Cities metro area. So that's where the most votes are.
And it's just really competing interests, because the rural interests are different from the metro area and their interests. And so sometimes it kind of, you know, it's kind of like each side is competing for time. And in this case, they get to just talk about rural. And they get to just talk, because this isn't a debate. It's a forum. So each candidate gets to come up on the stage and talk with the moderator, who will be Mary LaHammer.
Oh, good.
And they'll get to just answer her questions and and get to talk without being interrupted, you know, and get to say their piece. So we think it'll be a really good opportunity for them.
Sounds fascinating. Will there be any electronic media covering this, do you know?
Yeah, the Capitol Press Corps will be invited, and we're still working out how to do some video and things like that. There may even be live streaming.
Oh, cool.
We have to figure that out yet. Yeah, and so we're just really excited to be, you know, partnering with the Newspaper Association. And I need to mention, too, that our main sponsor is Compeer Financial, which used to be AgStar.
Oh, okay.
And so they're being a generous sponsor, too, of this event.
Fantastic. And when is this event happening, just so people can kind of know when to be watching for some of the content in their local newspapers or maybe even on their local TV or radio stations?
Sure. This is happening on the morning of January 26th, and this is during the Newspaper Association's convention. So they'll all be there. And so I would think that things would start appearing, you know, shortly thereafter.
Sure, as soon as the next day, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That'll be kind of cool. Well, again, this is a rare opportunity to get the candidates for governor for the state of Minnesota to really, really focus in on rural issues.
And, exactly.
Should be very, very interesting. Thanks so much, Marnie.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.